Here we go. Sharonce, you're sitting at the table. Let's do this. Let's get our energy up. That's going over well. That was a bad choice by me. Clapping to get your wife to move. Take note, doesn't go well.
It was like you were some sort of PE coach.
Uh-huh. Deal with it.
Yeah. No thanks.
Welcome to Gagatoo, a hilarious look at coupledom.
From a couple of dumbs.
Uh-huh. We are, isn't it hilarious so far?
I'm laughing.
Man, we got some fun today.
Well, do we?
We really do.
All right.
I've had a bunch of emails, and I'm only going to probably get to like four of them right now from people asking some pretty serious, good questions.
Really?
Yeah, I think very thought-provoking.
All right.
Good questions, and I think that we might be able to actually help out a little bit.
I think we'll murder them.
All right, so that's happening today. Happy Mother's Day. Hope everybody had a good Mother's Day.
To all your mothers.
We are recording this on Sunday, on Mother's Day.
Yes. Did you want me to add something to that?
Well, you know, it's a nice sunny day here.
It is nice here.
Okay.
And
any fond, real good memories about your mom? I know on this show before in the past, it's been a stretch to find something like this, but
yeah.
Any good memories of your mom?
Why don't you start and I'll think about it.
Oh, you have to think about it?
Yeah.
You know, it's really strange. I was talking to you the other day about it. My parents have been gone for so long. Sometimes it's a struggle to think about what they look like.
Yeah.
And that's sad.
It is
That made
sad.
Me very sad to think about it. And then what image do I hold in my mind of them? The younger one that I remember, the pictures that I had seen of them before I was alive.
Yeah.
What do I look at? It's really strange. But, you know, I think that one of the things that stands out that my mom did was when I wanted to get into the radio business and everybody was telling me I couldn't do it.
Oh, God.
Everybody.
That's
everybody
nice.
Was telling me I couldn't do it. School was telling me I didn't have
the
deep voice.
Everybody.
Everybody was telling me I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And I remember my buddy Rick, who was in radio at the time, still is in radio. He's the guy that got me in radio.
By the way, not a great voice either. I mean, not bad
Rick's
a voice.
Rick's got a great voice. No, he's got a great
voice. Does he? I've never noticed.
You've got to listen. He's got a great voice. He's got the radio voice.
Does he?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Rick.
I mean, I'm not saying it was bad. I was just, it didn't stand out to me as a,
No, he's got a good one. He's got a good one. He's one of the blessed.
Oh.
Anyway, I remember my mom. I think Rick called the house one time. We were going to go do something, called the house. And my mom never told me this, but Rick told me this.
Mm-hmm.
Said, your mom was asking if I am chasing a dream that is unattainable right now. And she wanted to try to help me in some way.
Oh, my goodness.
And Rick said, no, he could totally do it.
Oh, my goodness.
So my mom, you know, this is something that happened behind my back.
Right.
But for some reason, I was touched by that, and I remember that.
It is touching.
Yeah.
Do you feel like she was more supportive after that? I mean, I know you didn't know when it happened, but
no,
was...
You know, I think she was... My mom was fairly supportive most of the time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... It's complicated.
It is.
But I just know that she was pretty supportive most of the time, but I think she generally wanted me to do something that... You know, that I had an opportunity at. I think I told you that my parents didn't have very many big dreams for me. You know, they weren't like shoot for the stars, okay?
Well,
when you say supportive,
yeah.
They were definitely not shoot for the stars type of people.
They were just trying to get through the day.
They were trying to make sure the one time they ever lectured me about a job, and it's very funny because I've heard Jimmy Kimmel say it. And I've also heard Jimmy Fallon say it.
Yeah.
So this must have been something that parents were thinking about at the time.
Yeah.
My parents took me aside and wanted me and encouraged me and urged me to take the government test to be a postman.
Oh, that's right.
Uh-huh. And that was the one thing they were the only time I ever got pushed towards anything.
Yeah.
That's what they thought I could handle. Right there. Yeah.
It was realistic.
It is not realistic.
They were being pragmatic. They thought that you could, you know, have, and, you know, look, we know some people work for the post office that, you know, have quite a life set up for them. They, you know, have retirement set up. And although if Trump gets his way, there won't be a post office, but that's another
thing. They don't want to have that anymore. Yeah. But I think maybe we had a friend that was a postman, and I think that maybe that was, I don't know where it came from.
Yeah.
But I know I got it. Right. And I know that, and even to this day when I, you know, just as much as I feel great that my mom reached out and asked my buddy if I was a dreamer, if this is something that, you know, she should step in on or something. Yeah. Even as much as I also am angry at them for thinking that's not nothing against post people by any means, but that was the limit they thought that I had.
Well, they saw it as a secure choice.
Another thing I remember about my mom was that she, the very first time I made her laugh, and that it kind of hit me at that time that, hey, maybe I'm kind of funny, you know, which is maybe the wrong thing that she should do. But I just remember that laugh. I think I told you about it. And it's very racist. It was very racist, considered racist what I did now. But I'm going to tell it. I don't give a shit. My mom was on the phone ordering Chinese food. And I was in the background. And I don't remember. I was pretty little. I was a pretty little kid. And I was screaming, what do you want? Got many people here. Got many people here. What do you want?
What you want?
And my mom was laughing. And the more she laughed, the crazier I got. Hurry, 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 hurry. You know, that type of thing. And she was laughing. I was like, okay. So that was my, you know, my first joke was a racist joke.
Good for you.
Ah, pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I gave you a lot of time to think.
I remember when I was pretty little, my mom would make... She used to sew a lot, and she sewed a matching outfit for herself and me.
Oh, that's
that we
kinda,
wore
back then. That was kind of cool. Nowadays, I would make fun of that.
We went to church on Christmas Eve wearing matching outfits.
That's nice.
That was, you know, she put some thought effort.
Yeah,
that was probably the last thing she ever did.
This is my daughter. I want, you know, how old are you?
I don't know. Probably around 5 or 6.
All right.
Ish.
Well, okay. Well, I'm sorry to take you down a bad lane.
No, it was fine. It was good. It was
anyway,
fine.
Anyway, it's time. I think we were catching up, but
yes.
You
didn't play your music.
Now I'm playing it. We do have some things to catch up on, though, by the way. Where's my list? Here we go. Mondays. Today is when the podcast, if you're listening to us on Monday, every Monday is the day we drop the podcast. That's the lingo.
Drop.
We drop it.
We drop trow.
Yes. And I'm hoping, and it might be a little too much of a dream, but I'm hoping to start streaming starting Monday. Now.
As in tomorrow?
A week from today.
Okay.
If you're listening to this on Monday. I'm hoping to start streaming our show live. I need to talk to you, though, about what's a good time to do it. What is a good time for you?
It's a hair day for me, so...
Okay.
And we...
Not too late. I don't want it to be too late.
No.
Could it be pre-hair, but you'll be on camera.
See, that's the point. That's the problem. So, you know...
Do you want to move it to Tuesdays?
That'd be better. I wouldn't have to do hair. Yeah.
Boy, people are ready on Mondays.
Well, we could do it on Monday at like 3:30 or 4.
No. Okay.
That might be good because East Coast,
fine.
It's...
That sounds good, yes. Mondays, so we're going to work on around that time, everybody. So if you want to watch it, and don't worry. It's not like you're not going to be able to hear the show or anything. It's just the next level of things we need to do on this thing. Yeah.
Well, do you see yourself editing it? Like it's live, you can't edit it. But when it turns into a podcast, are you going to go back and correct?
What's to correct? What's to correct? We don't correct things now, really. I cut off the beginning of the show where it takes a while for the tape to catch up or whatever it is, the recording to catch up, and then the end. I just cut that out.
Okay. All right.
You got this?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so that is a little update thing. Today we're walking around town. We notice that people are a little wound up.
Yeah, they are.
People are a little, little high pressure about the mask thing now. Now the mask thing is a thing.
Apparently, it's a person's right not to wear one.
It is. It is. But, you know, it's just strange that people... That now there's the masks and the mask dots.
I know. This is now, so stupid.
You and I were walking around today. There were not many people around us at all. Pretty much nobody around us.
Yeah.
So we weren't wearing our masks.
Right.
But we had them in our hands. Right. So when we came close to somebody, we'd put them on.
Yeah.
And once again, we're not doing that for us. We're doing that for you.
Right.
That's the way at least it's been explained.
Well, the masks that we have are not
they're not
N95.
Super. No, they're not.
So they're going to do is stop any expiration.
Yeah. But there was a guy in line today. That sounded like an edit right there. That was weird. That sounded like a... In my mind, I'm going, well, that sounded like an edit. All of a sudden, I go into this. Anyway, there's a guy today. You went into Whole Foods. I was sitting on the stairs.
Yes.
And this guy, they were letting people in. They were starting a line to go into Whole Foods.
By the way, did I get in...
You got in just before that happened.
Okay.
Just before that
there was
happened.
No line when I thought, oh, God, maybe I just...
No. Just before that happened.
Broke some sort of rule.
Now, there are two people in line wearing masks. Then this guy comes up on a skateboard, maybe 25, 30, not really good at age around those times.
Yeah.
But he's looking for trouble.
Sure.
He's looking for trouble. He's talking to nobody, but he goes, you guys need to learn what a virus is. That's what he said. You guys need to learn what a virus is. Nobody says a word. They kind of look around at him. Then he goes, oh, you libtards. And that's when I went, fuck you, from the stairs. And he kind of looked around. And I said, yeah, fuck you. And then he went to the store.
Oh, he went into the store. I thought he gave up and left.
No. He went into the store. First of all, this is not a political statement,
no,
people.
It's not.
We are not making a political statement by wearing a fucking mask.
Right.
Shut the fuck up.
Are you gonna go around
and
tell people to fuck off when you don't wear a seatbelt? No, we all realize it's a fucking law. You have to wear a fucking seatbelt.
Well, this isn't a law.
I'm just saying, but that's a good example.
Yes.
You have to wear a seatbelt. Is it your right not to wear one? I don't know.
Yes,
it's a fucking law.
You could wear it. And
what does it fucking matter? What does it fucking matter?
I don't know. People are just dicks. They're just dicks. You know, they're looking. They're okay. I'm gonna say it. They're dicks. Okay, there.
And
man,
if it
you're fired up right now.
Yeah, you got fired up first, and I got fired up.
Well, then we were both fired up. We want to thank everybody as well. The Cameo people. Cameo is a really cool thing that people have reached out for us on. For us to either wish somebody a happy birthday, like we just did one for I think it was a happy birthday for a guy.
Yeah.
It was really fun that we did that. Without giving too much away, though, somebody who we love very much had to put their dog to rest.
Yeah.
It was very, very sad.
Very
and
sad.
Still is. I almost didn't want to do the show today. I'm just sad for them.
It's just, I know.
You know, and I didn't spend much time with the dog, but we have. That
we
dog
did,
loved laying in your lap. It was a great dog. Anyway.
Yeah.
So he posted something on his Facebook page about Cameo that somebody had got for him.
Yeah.
And my God, it was the best Cameo I've ever seen.
It is.
It was so good, and it made me feel good, brought tears to my eyes,
Aww.
And made me realize you and I got up our Cameo game.
Yeah, we do.
After seeing that, we're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
We got to do this. Also, the other night, Sherry, this is just a tip for everybody before we get into these things. Sherry, don't write jokes with your wife.
Note to self. Why?
Just don't do that.
Why? What's wrong?
Do you remember when we were laying in bed the other night and I don't know what was happening to me, but I was just coming up with some jokes.
I think you were a little high.
No, I was not. Shut the fuck
Truth.
Up.
Truth. Look me in the eye.
No. I can't write jokes when you're high, can you?
I don't know.
If it does, I'll get high all the time if I can write jokes. But we were writing jokes and I was trying them out on you. And some of them were pretty good, I thought. I thought some of them were pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I need to look at the jokes that I may have written here. So hang on a second. I don't know what I did with them. One of them I thought was pretty good. And this is the one where you did not think was good. And it's really sad when your wife says, No, that one's not good.
That's a pass.
And yeah, that's a pass. Exactly what you said. Oh, and I wrote the whatever it was about. It was about, I didn't write it down.
You're not prepared.
What was it?
Damn, I can't remember any of it.
It was about watching TV.
Yeah, we were watching the Food Network.
The Food Network and all that. I know what it was. I was writing a joke when I tried it out on Sherry. And I said, hey, wait a minute. You know that Prevagen that people put on their face? It's like a lotion they put on their face. Yeah. I see the commercials. The lotion they put on their face that makes your wrinkles go away, but only for a few hours.
Right.
Type of deal. So I said, how would it be if I got on stage and said, hey, I got some Prevagen and I was going to wear it out here and I was going to put it on, but I didn't want it to, I wanted to time it right. I didn't want you guys to watch me age right in front of you, mm-hmm. you know, watching it all. And I was trying to do these jokes and I mm-hmm. thought they were good. And then you looked at me and said, pass. It's like, what a bitch.
It's still a pass.
That was not the joke. That was a premise, Sherry. Gosh, when are you going to get this right? I am so happy to everybody that has messaged us. If you want to email us a question for the show or a comment, just go to terryjames.com. It's TerryJames.com. And there's a comment section. Just hit comment and the comments go right to me. And these are some of the ones that I've got off there that I forgot to look at. So I want to get the song ready, our song ready.
You have another song for that?
No, I don't have a song, do I? No, I don't. Know. Sorry. I'm just kind of all
over
the place.
I'll hum a song. Dee, 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 dee. Oh, it's sounding like Christmas. Dee, 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 dee.
It's really nice, Sherry. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So anyway, thank you to everybody who has taken the time to do so and also to rate the podcast, which I guess is a thing.
Well,
you know, it's nice to see the ratings, but it's not when they're shitty, though.
No.
When people are just being mean. Though you have a couple of stalkers out there that are
Who does? You said you.
Well, me. I do. Oh. Not you.
Okay.
You have no stalk. You know me. Every day I am pelted with somebody who absolutely fucking hates me.
Here's an idea. Switch the, what is that, station?
They're not there to, they love to listen to the show.
Yeah.
They love to hate me. They also love to hate Dee or Lex or Sarah. They just love to hate you. And it's the strangest thing ever.
Stop listening.
But they like doing that. Anyway, here we go. Hey, Sherry and Terry. Makes me wonder, how many people call us our family? We talked about this before.
Yeah.
Sherry and Terry, Terry and Sherry.
What's the question?
When our friends go to our house, they say, hey, we're going over to
Biddly and Bop.
What do you think it is?
Probably Terry and Sherry.
I don't think so.
Really?
I think it's Sherry and Terry.
I think it depends on who. If it's one of my friends, then maybe Sherry first.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say about that.
Okay. Well, anyway, they wrote Sherry and Terry on here. I'm going to start keeping note of this. Start keeping track of this. I'm sick of getting second billing.
You never.
I'm sick of it.
Ever.
I ever.
Never.
Always am.
Not.
Yes.
No.
You. Yes.
No.
All right. Hey, Sherry and Terry. And your name's capitalized. Look at that.
And yours isn't?
No. I mean, every letter is capital.
Oh,
hey,
okay.
Sherry.
Oh, they were yelling at me.
Hey, Sherry.
That's why I was in the other rooms. Like when you, that's what it is. See, I'm in the other room.
That's what it is?
Yep.
Okay, this is from Mark in Santa Cruz, California.
Santa Cruz.
Yeah, I just looked at that. A lot of people don't put where they're from on these.
Yeah.
Let me take a look. In fact, he's the only one that does.
All right.
Anyway, it says, I recently read an article that said respect is the most important factor in a relationship, not communication. I was surprised. I thought I'd go to who I consider experts and see what they think. Mark from Santa Cruz.
Nice.
Respect more than communication. What do you think?
Yeah, I would probably agree with that. I mean, if there's no respect, if there's no respect and you're communicating it.
What are you saying? No, I don't know what you're saying.
If there's no respect.
Yes.
Right?
And you're communicating, you should be yelling at each other.
Well, but you're letting the other person know you're a piece of shit. I mean.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that. I was thinking about when, you know, like right here when he said respect, I was thinking of examples of respect.
Yeah.
And I set rules for myself. You don't have the same rules, I'm sure, but I set rules for myself of things that I will never do because I respect you. as far as like, I'll never talk about our sex life
to other people. You mean?
No.
Yeah.
No,
I wouldn't either. I don't either.
And I never talk shit about you.
Right.
To our friends.
Loyal. You're loyal. I just call that loyal.
I will never talk shit about you. Right. I'll talk shit about you to you.
Right.
But that never goes well. I don't know why I do that. You know, but you're supposed to communicate, but I will never talk. And I think
I'm the same way.
I think people, no, you're not.
I don't talk shit about you to my friends.
I don't think it's mean stuff, but if I have a hemorrhoid, they know all about it.
Well, that's different.
I can't tell you how many times we've sat down to dinner and I've got a mouthful of salad or something. And somebody goes, so Terry, how's your hemorrhoid? And I'll go, what? And then I'll look over at Sherry. Okay, there's only one person that knows I have a hemorrhoid, and that's Sherry.
Well, listen.
And you do it all the time. You do this nonstop.
No, I don't. If you had a hemorrhoid, let's just go with that example.
That is only, by the way, I had a hemorrhoid once in my life, and man, did that suck. God, that's, it was like someone stuck a Lego up my ass.
If I had mentioned it to anybody, it would have been Amanda, who is a doctor.
No.
And there's a good reason to
you
mention
do it
a
to
medical
your
situation.
No, no, no. You do it to your family. You do it in all this type of stuff. You mention a lot of personal things about me.
I really
you
don't.
Know, it's really strange.
You need to come up with examples.
There's one right there.
What hemorrhoid wasn't even one.
I know, but it is an example.
But it's not.
Okay. I will come back to the show with examples.
All right.
On this.
Okay.
But that's one of the ways I would think that, you know, I think that this article's right, Mark.
Yeah, I agree.
I really do. There's a, you know, and and that's weird because, you know, so there's times that I don't feel, you know, when you're feeling bad or something in a relationship, you feel like the respect isn't there.
Yeah.
You know, but. And I looked at these questions, and we're going to be touching on it again.
I've never felt disrespected in this relationship.
I would hope not.
Yeah.
I would hope not.
And I hope that you would not, too. I mean, I try to do small things like, you know, when you take out the trash, I thank you. No, listen. And I thank you for it. You know, you do the dishes. I make a point of thanking you for it because I don't want you to feel like you're being taken advantage. You know,
so you don't need to do that because I believe, you know, we divvy up things around here. To me, that's not a problem.
I'm just saying that I think that's a common courtesy that shows respect for another person.
Exactly. Acknowledge the fact that they're, hey, listen. Yeah. I know
they didn't have to do that. They chose to do it. And I want to say thank you. I see that and I acknowledge it.
I would like to think of the things that I am capable of doing. I'm not capable of like, I got to put in a ceiling fan today, you know, or something like that.
Yeah.
Of the things that I am capable of doing, I would like to think that I'm fairly proactive about it.
Yeah.
And when I see something that needs to be done, I do it. And a lot of the times it's because I know you work so hard about with everything else. You really do. And there's a lot of the times that I go, I better pick up my game here because I could be one of those sons of bitches.
I don't know about that.
You know? All right. Hey, Terry. Sherry and Terry.
Another
right
one.
There.
There's
I
two
spelled your name wrong, though.
See, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
But it's Sherry and Terry. My wife and I love your show.
Nice.
We are avid podcast listeners, and yours is the only one we keep coming back to.
Nice.
Conan was my favorite, but you guys have passed him.
Oh, my God.
You are sick.
I don't.
Hold on. Samuel. You are sick, Samuel.
Yeah, I don't. I'm questioning your judgment, Samuel.
Exactly. My wife, Vicky, and I were talking about how much we have both changed over the years. I'm sure you both have as well. How do you handle each other's growing as individuals and make that work in your marriage? So that's a great question.
That is a great,
Yeah.
You go first.
Well, let me think. Let me read the question again. What was the question again? He loves us more than Conan.
That's a statement, not a question.
Okay. My wife and I were talking about how much we've both changed over the years. I'm sure you both have as well. How do you handle each other's growing as individuals? All right. I got an idea. Something popped up in my mind
this
here.
This is good.
You have to, first of
all.
Yeah,
I mean.
There's no choice. You have to. When you commit to somebody, you're committing to who that person is at that time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so
you don't know how they're going to
change. You have
in the
no
future.
Idea how it's going to be over. You can only commit to that person at that point in their life. Now, I don't think our core values have changed.
No. And I think they're formed at by the time you're what, 20 or so, maybe even younger.
Yeah.
So, but there's still, you do change.
Yeah, and I would hope that you let each other change.
Right.
And you accept it. But if our core values changed, I think that'd be a problem.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
you know,
that would be.
Like one of them, you know, if one of us developed a drinking problem,
right.
or if one of us
got all religious all of a sudden, had to go to church every Sunday.
Yeah, you know.
And one of us didn't.
Yeah, all of that. I think that would drive a wedge between us.
Yeah.
By all means.
Yeah.
So, man, I guess it's, you know, Samuel. Is it Samuel?
Yes.
Anyway, I guess with that, it, you know, it's very tough because if they're just growing things like, hey, I'm going to try to do this. I want to change my career. I want to do that or whatever. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, but if it's a big core value.
Yeah.
Where all of a sudden you wanted a kid and I didn't.
Yeah.
Or things like you talked about religion.
Yeah.
Maybe even political. I don't know.
Yeah.
In today's day and age. I mean, I know that there are couples that were Democrats and Republicans
right.
who were completely married and got along great. I don't think you could do that nowadays.
Yeah, just because the parties have gotten so polarizing now.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be, and I think the parties have changed. I think people in general are still the same. I think people in general, most of us, are pretty moderate, Republicans or Democrats. You're in the middle for the most part. There's all these people, there's a couple people on the extreme ends.
Of each end, and they're very loud.
Exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a core value. We both agree on that.
Yeah.
Core values would be something to really discuss.
Yeah.
But let the other person grow. I mean, one of the things I loved the most was watching you do things that you hadn't done before.
Yeah.
I loved watching you go back to school.
Yeah.
Even though it took time away from me hanging out with you.
Yeah.
You busted your ass and it was so inspiring to me. And you ended up graduating with honors and doing all that stuff. So those are things that's growing. That's somebody growing as an individual. I'm trying to do certain things and carve out a little more personal time for me,
yeah.
whether it's writing or meditation or walking or just, and you're somebody who would never take it personal if I said I just want to be alone today.
No, not at all.
No,
I think that's actually important for people.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
And it's tough for us because we're with each other a lot. We are, you know, when you see those ducks in a lake that are just like following each other, they're not right close to each other, but the other one's like behind it. That, you know, that type, that's kind of us.
Two ducks
with bigger, weird, screwy dicks.
I don't have a screwy dick.
Don't they have screwy dicks?
That's what they say, right?
Okay.
It's like a little.
Don't Google it, anybody. Do not Google duck screw dicks right now.
We all have it in our minds anyway.
You will be horrified if you did not know that ducks have this long, weird-ass corkscrew dick.
Uh-huh.
Don't Google it.
How does that work? I just have to work. So what is the vagina like then?
I think it's
duck?
Like a wine bottle, obviously.
Is it?
I don't know.
Is it really? I don't understand.
Anytime I've seen a duck, I don't think that ducks, even though they are like, aren't they?
I think they mate for life.
They mate
mostly?
For life.
I think they
mostly mate for life. But how could you even call it mating? Because when ducks have sex, it's all on rape. I mean, it is.
I mean,
he is just taking that
her.
Screw dick, drowning
screw dick.
Her, and getting himself a little baby duck. So he can go, look
I
what
think
I
it's
got.
All over pretty
look
quick.
Look at all my little fuck trophies I got over here.
I like how you worked that in.
I think we should try to work it in once a show.
All right.
Okay. We probably won't remember next show.
No, I'm going to let you down for sure.
Okay, but anyway. All right, we got two more. We got two more to get to. Lady and gentlemen, even then,
lady.
You're first.
Lady
and gentlemen.
I'm no lady.
Yes, and I'm no gentleman. I've been married for 9 years now. No kids. He's a good man.
Oh.
I believe I made a huge mistake.
Oh, God.
When we got married, I was 22. He was 30 and had his life together. I was attracted to that part of him for sure. I'm wondering if that's the only reason for my attraction. I feel like something might be missing. Do you guys ever feel like this? Can you help me? Tiff.
Mm. I've never, in this relationship, I've never felt like that. But
no, I would hope not.
No.
And if we had those
feelings.
I've been
in past relationships where I'm like, oh yeah, and then.
What am I doing with this? I think that if you marry somebody, it has to be for the right reasons.
Yeah.
And just one reason isn't the right reasons.
Yeah.
I wrote down, as you know, I've been journaling most of my life. I stopped for quite a few years.
Mm-hmm.
When things started to go good for me, I stopped. Isn't that stupid?
it's
and then
not...
things went bad.
Yeah.
So
is it because of the journaling stopping? I don't know.
No. It could be. I have no idea. But I wrote down in that journal everything that I wanted in a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I would look at it. Anytime I would meet a girl and I would look at that and go, you know what? This girl's getting pretty close. You know? And they were, you know, whoever it was.
Oh, okay. Not... I want her name. I want to know where she lives.
Who? No, but I was very specific, and I would write things down, like, you know, not wanting to have kids, you know, because I wasn't sure, you know, I was open for it, but it wasn't a priority. I would just say wasn't a priority. I did not want a woman or a partner who wanted to be the center of attention.
Yeah.
Because I dated a girl that liked that, and oh my God, you learned what you don't want first of all,
sure,
and then you start narrowing it down to what you do want.
Yeah,
and I really would make a list of things that you've always wanted in somebody, and I would be very specific about it.
That's good,
and they don't have to hit all of them.
Yeah.
But you're not going to marry for one reason.
Yeah,
because of security,
right?
Or because of loneliness,
right?
Or because, you know, you're too young at the time and
or
all
because
that.
Because he knows how to spell your name.
Yes.
You know?
I mean, my suggestion to Tiff would be, he's a good man, she says. No kids, good guy.
Yeah.
Talk to him.
Well, if she's having these feelings, then, you know, it's not... I think it almost sounds like maybe she's wondering if all married people have these feelings.
Yes.
I, from my viewpoint, no.
I haven't had those. I've had them in relationships.
Right.
And that's why they're no longer a relationship.
Right.
So if you're having those feelings, I hope that you clear it up one way or another.
Yeah.
It's not a good feeling to have, Tiff. We're sorry for you.
I'm
sorry you're going through that. And above all, I'm sorry for him.
I know.
If he's a good guy going through life, thinking everything's good at home,
and
you have some sort of animosity towards him or felt that you could have done better.
Or whatever,
you know, and this could go back to one of our earlier letters where they're just growing.
Yeah.
You know, they're just becoming different people.
Right.
She was 22. She's 30 now.
She was a kid.
Yeah. So, you know, 30 is a very powerful age, if I remember.
Yeah.
Mine was around 35.
Yeah.
But 30 is when you start going,
I figured some stuff out here.
Yeah. Or I better figure some stuff out. You know, so, and that's what she might be doing. I have no idea.
Yeah.
The last one here, it doesn't give anybody's name. It's Golly Wag 82. Anyway, what is your theory on fighting in your relationship? How much is too much? We have a few pretty healthy spats a few times a week. There you go.
Well, I mean, I'm wondering if I'd love to know if they're spending a lot of time at home recently, and that might be why some of
that's happening. A good question.
Yeah, because when you're stuck inside with somebody.
If you're worried about this, then, and what also comes with being stuck inside is right now that's happening, you're worried about jobs, you're worried about the country,
money.
You're worried about your health,
you know,
you're worried about all this stuff.
Right.
So it's pretty stress-filled time for everybody.
It is.
But if you've just been having these before all this happened,
yeah.
I mean, to me, a few pretty healthy spats a few times a week?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
We get short with each other, I don't know, a couple times a week, maybe. But it's not like it's a huge...
What do you mean by short with each other?
Well, somebody says something that, you know, maybe the other person took wrong.
Yeah, but that doesn't last long.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we have some of those a couple times a week. And then, like, all-out fights, I don't...
Yeah.
I think I can count them on one hand.
And it depends what you guys have been fighting on.
Yeah.
You know?
It's probably the same... It's usually the same... Usually the same thing.
It's always the same argument.
Yeah.
And I know that when you and I have an argument, for me, it's always the same problem.
Yeah.
And it really bothers
me. Because
it goes back to an earlier email here. It goes back to respect.
Yeah.
And I can tell you straight up with all of my heart and look you deep in the eyes and tell this with so truth. It says, I do not have to be right. I don't have to be right. I just need to be heard.
Yeah.
And that's it. I just want to be heard.
Yeah.
And not like, like that.
Right.
I want to be heard.
Right.
I want you to go, I get it.
Yeah.
Things do not have to be resolved.
Because it, honestly, if it's something that you've been, that's been, you know, argued about time and time again, it's obviously something that's going to be hard for someone to fix.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, for whatever reason, it's not an easy fix.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm looking for my my list of people here. My
people.
My, hold on. I didn't throw that away, did I?
Yeah. I don't know what you did. Oh, the our jump on people?
Yeah, our jumped in, jump around. Oh, here it is. And the music too. Look at that. I have prepared them all.
Look at you.
Give it to me.
I'll give it to you.
Okay, all right. It is time now to thank our Patreon jumped in members. We appreciate all of our Patreon members, by the way.
Yes.
Whether you're jumped in or not.
Jumped on.
Odd or even. What do we go with?
Otter?
Odd or even.
Yes.
Just pick one.
Even.
Okay. Steven. Even. Okay, we're gonna start with two and go around. Okay. Psychic Kami.
Nice.
PsychicKami.com. KAMI.com.
Psychic Kami was on the
on our talk.
Our happy hour
that we did.
She didn't stay very long.
No. Did she stay? Was she there the whole time or did she
leave?
I don't know.
She never said anything.
She was just there. Hey, Kami. And then that was it. Anyway, Psychic Kami. She is, thank you for being one of our jumped in members.
Yes.
People go to PsychicKami.com. We had a great time with her on the show. We enjoyed it.
It was.
Toby and everybody at RoughCutDecor.com. Use the promo code PODCART for 10% off. That's R-O-U-G-H-C-U-T decor.com. We highly suggest you log on and check out what they have to offer. It's amazing. Stephen Daigle, M. Daigle & Sons Construction in Freakville, Florida.
Freakville.
M. Daigle & Sons. They do.
Like screened in things.
They do
such.
All sorts of add-ons, things like that.
Yeah.
So thank you to you guys. We appreciate it. Jeff Gray from Southern Carves. He has a Facebook page he wants people to check out.
Nice.
And I highly suggest you do that as well. Put a like on there. Let's support these guys.
Nice.
Southern Carves, C-A-R-V-E-S at Facebook.com. Also, the TheMertailor.com. 10% off of Gang of Two stuff that they have going on. Our masks are going to be in
right.
TheMertailor.com.
He's got one really cool mask in there that I want bad.
Yeah, I couldn't find it, honestly.
Yeah, what that was animal. It's like a white animal print.
It looked
thing?
Like it was almost like see-through.
Reptile?
It looked like it was almost fishnet.
Yeah, I don't want that.
It looked like
I
that.
It work.
No, but it was... But it, yeah, the front part looked
cool.
like that way. It
it's
looked
cool.
really good.
Anyway, I'm putting in a request for that now.
Is this what we're up to now, buying these things now?
Yes.
Oh, this is bullshit.
I know.
All right, anyway. Let's go to WeBingeTV.com. Jackson and Barbara from WeBingeTV.com. Go by their website. Get signed up for the newsletter. Get signed up for all the different things they have to offer. It will be the best thing for you guys to actually get involved in. They give great examples of what you should, what you shouldn't watch,
yeah.
and all that. Mainly it should. They usually post the stuff they like. And for me personally, money every single
Except
time.
Except for one asterisk, Tiger King.
But they were on it before anybody else.
They were.
Got to give it to them. You didn't like Tiger King.
No.
But anyway, WeBingeTV.com. Sasan and everybody from Prescient Surgical. Wow, we didn't do it in one song.
Oh, you tried.
Hold on. Oh, crap.
There it goes.
There we go. And everybody from Prescient had landed on my foot. PrescientSurgical.com.
Here.
I know. Thank you, Sasan, for all you and your wife are doing. It's a surgical startup in San Francisco.
Yeah, and Remdesivir. His wife is involved with that.
I believe so,
yes. Pretty exciting, showing some promising.
Yes, one of the attorneys, and also she's a chemist, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Panini Pete! Their things are opening up again for Panini Pete.
Yes.
So get out there
support.
And support them. Be safe when you do it. Panini Pete has a bunch of restaurant locations. They're in Mobile and where else? All over the place.
He's Pensacola. Is he in Pensacola?
I'm not sure. He's got places all over.
Yeah.
Anyway, Panini Pete does that. Jeff and Angie Strumare, great people. Thank
yes.
you for your support. Jeff and
Thank
Angie, the
you.
Cutest dog ever. And J. Mark Surveying, they're licensed in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. They got a website, jmarksurveying.com. For all your surveying needs, please use them. Please do that. We would love it if you did it.
Do it.
And you, maybe you and I will be streaming next Monday. That's a lofty goal,
mm-hmm.
I will admit it,
mm-hmm.
but maybe you and I will be streaming this thing on Monday. It should be pretty fun.
All right, then.
All right, everybody have a safe week. We appreciate you. You don't appreciate them.
Oh, yeah.